The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned that Russia has received short-range ballistic missiles from Iran and will likely use them in Ukraine within weeks. During a visit to the UK, Secretary Blinken said the development was a threat to all of Europe and showed how Iran's destabilising influence reaches far beyond the Middle East. Iran has denied the claim, and on X, the Foreign Ministry spokesman said his country views the reports as ugly propaganda to conceal Western military support to Israel. Antony Blinken is en route to Kyiv this morning with the UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy amid growing speculation that the US might ease restrictions on Ukraine using US long-range missiles against Russia. Asked about it yesterday, President Biden said, "We're working on that right now." Fawaz Gurjez is Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics. And Fawaz, first, this Iranian missiles to Russia, how significant is it, an escalation?
You know, before I try to answer your question, we need a qualification here. Everything we're talking about now is based on an American intelligence report. So for your own listeners, we don't have independent confirmation of whether Iran supplied the short-term missiles to Russia or not. Point two, I would not be surprised if Iran had supplied Russia with a new set of missiles. The relationship between Iran and Russia has been deepening in the past couple of years. The Iranian leadership has made a strategic decision after the punishing sanctions by the United States to really shift east and deepen its relations with both China and Russia. And obviously, there is a great deal of coordination between Russia and Iran. Iran has allegedly supplied drones in the past 3 years to Russia, and Russia seems to be helping Iran with nuclear technology. And given what's happening in the Middle East, and given the fact that that Israel has been attacking Iranian leaders and targets inside Iran and outside Iran, my take on it is that part of Iranian retaliations against Israel and the United States is to tell the Americans, look, we can be a great disruptor, we can be a great challenge. I think the Iranians are retaliating now by deepening their relations with Russia and supplying, and they could be supplying missiles to Russia now and in the future.
And the second part of what I want to talk to you about, Fawaz, this trip to Kyiv this morning by Antony Blinken, but this growing speculation around the US easing restrictions on Ukraine using the US long-range missiles, how likely is that easing, do you think?
Well, look, please allow me to be a bit cynical. I think what we are seeing today, the Antony Blinken and his British counterpart, Lammy, are going to Kyiv. I think what the Americans and the British are trying to do is to use the alleged Iranian missile supply to Russia in order to really shift their strategy vis-a-vis Russia. And I think the American decision to allow Ukraine to target Russia deep at home is part of a new strategy in order to really basically slow down the Russian advance in eastern Ukraine. So the pretext is there now. The Americans and the British using the pretext in order to really basically give a green light for the Ukraine to, fire American and British missiles deep inside Russian territories. What I fear is escalation. What you're going to see is that this particular thing could really see strategic escalation by Russia too, not only against Ukraine, but also I think we're almost now, what you really have is an almost direct war between Russia on the one hand and the United States and its allies, Western allies, particularly Britain on the other hand.
And thank you, Fawaz Gurjez, for that analysis.